5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I tried catcalling the other day for the first time, and it actually felt really good. I'm not going to post that one. We have some notes.
That one's really funny.
Welcome to URL. I'm your host, Courtney Miller, and I'm here to talk to you all about the internet, how much we live it, how much we love it, how much we hate it, how much it makes us who we are. In the chat today, we have a very special guest that I adore very much. He is a director, a very funny cast member. He's a gamer. He is someone I've been trying to make a band with for the past 2 years. It's Spencer Agnew, everybody.
Thank you. We'll add that in. Yeah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. And I, the band stuff, I do have like a little playlist of like songs that I think would be fun to play.
Nice. Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed because, yeah, so we have like a Slack at Smosh of people who want to like do a band together. And we started it like 2 years ago and have done nothing. Mm-hmm. We have not even had like one meetup. Or we've like talked about songs, sent them back and forth. But yeah, I have a little, I just don't play an instrument very well. So like, I literally can only bring my voice and my vibes.
I can bring my vibes. Yeah, you could be like a, yeah. We would figure it out.
I think so. It'd be so fun. We could even like try and like perform somewhere, sell some
t-shirts.
That's what
I think. Yeah, that would be really fun if we did like a one night show somewhere.
So fun.
Because I've never performed like live music.
Yeah, that would be so sick. Like I've only done like live music performances, I think like twice in my life. Mm. And it was because like there are very rare karaoke places where it's a band that knows the set list of songs for you to sing to.
Yeah.
And it's like the best.
I've done karaoke like with amongst friends.
I love that.
Among us.
We will have our Tom Sandoval cover band moment one day.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Okay, Spencer, you dabble on the internet a little bit. You've been on it. We've both been working for the internet for about 10 years now together.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I really can't overstate how internet I've been for the past like 25 years. I'm trying to remember like my first memory of the internet. It feels like it was kind of always there for me.
Yeah. I mean, it was like a whole world that it was so cool to discover. The way I absolutely riddled our family computer with viruses on a weekly basis, like they had the Norton antivirus box on the desk, like ready to go at all times because I was just clicking shit.
No, I had like the habit of ruining like friends' computers. Like I remember I had a friend and his parents were like, "Hey, you can't have Spencer use the computer."
What were you doing?
I don't even know. Like, I think I'd be like, "Well, I think I can get us this game for free." You know, oftentimes I could, but like, you know, God forbid the 1% chance I I ruin their computer. You know, I get it though.
That's so
wouldn't have
funny.
Let me on the computer either. But I think that's how you learn. You gotta mess stuff up. You gotta break stuff.
Once I figured out like that you could just search anything, I don't know if I got our family in trouble with this. I definitely got in trouble because I was like this young preteen at one point Googling. I was trying to search for social media before it existed. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, place for teenagers to date. And like, that's not okay for a home computer with adults on it to be searching up. So like, imagine if the FBI saw like teen dating kids making friends online.
Like, the shit I would Google to try and like circumvent or have like plausible deniability was really funny. Like not to, well, I mean, maybe we'll get there. But you know, it's like, can we talk about...
Is the room comfortable?
Is the room... It's just like, I guess like when I was first, like, you know, I don't even know how old I was. I don't want to put a number on it, but it'd be like person with shirt off.
Whoa!
It'd be like try and circumvent. It's like people, it wouldn't be like people in love, but I just remember trying to think of like, what could I Google where like if someone called me out, I'd be like, I needed to know it for this. Like,
oh
blah,
my
blah,
God.
Blah. So, you know, it was kind of like a creative exercise.
I love
it. In many ways.
No, I was fully searching boobs.
Yeah. I never, to me, there was something like scary about just typing that. I was like, well, what if, yeah, I'm like, then they'll know that's what I want.
Yeah, I did not know you could delete history for a long time. I have a very scarring memory of one time I Googled Aaron Carter penis. I was, I think, 11 or 12 and I Googled Aaron Carter penis and the picture I found was not that, but it's burned into the back of my brain of that image.
Yeah, seeing a penis has got to be like traumatizing.
Yeah. I'm like back there. Okay, I want to move on to Twitter, an app that I am not on at all anymore. It's because it's called X now, and it's my ex, personally. It's time. I would like to see your Twitter drafts, please.
No.
We talked about this before, but yeah, I know that Twitter drafts are very much still a thing, and I would love to see if you
have
any right
now. So I never actually went through them to see if they were okay to look at.
Good.
So I hope they are. Actually, my phone's over there.
You don't have your phone on you? That's such a shocker.
I put it over there.
Let's go. Oh my God, give me your phone. You got games on your phone?
I don't even know how you find drafts.
You don't know how you find them? Can I tweet something really quick?
Sure.
You made me so mad just now. That's our inside joke with each other.
That's just kind of a joke we have. Do you like my header picture of MacGruber?
Have you tweeted in a while? Is this weird that I tweet on your account?
No, I tweet.
Okay, I'm just going to post that. Posted a tweet. Okay. Oh, wait. Now I have to go to the drafts. Okay,
look
drafts.
At that one. Look at that. 93,000 likes.
Whoa. They have their own yard 3 houses away.
I didn't even add any context. It was just, I just posted this picture I saw on Reddit that I thought was funny.
That's so funny.
It's this guy who was really mad that this mom was playing with her daughters in his yard when their house was 3 yards away. I was like, bro, fucking grow up.
Okay. I'm about to read them out and then, oh my God, these are good. Okay. Okay. We're going through Spencer's Twitter drafts. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Whenever a friend doesn't respond to a text, I tell them I don't think the Smosh fans would appreciate you not texting back.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Next draft.
Tweet it.
Yeah, I'll just tweet it.
And you should have to tweet every, like...
If I approve it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have notes on that one.
Okay.
Should I just tweet it right now?
Sure.
Let's just
blast them all out. Yeah, fuck it.
Should I just blast them? Okay. Okay, this one, greenlit. Post.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, how about you greenlight them and then
we'll
just
post
it.
Okay. This next draft says, me too, girl, you ain't special.
I wonder if it was in response to something.
Oh, yeah. It's a quote retweet of Greta Gerwig is interested in casting Mikey Madison in a future project. Me too, girl. You ain't special. That's funny. I want to greenlight that one, but it seems like more like a topical thing from like
Mikey Madison. She's everywhere.
Should I greenlight this one?
Sure.
Okay, greenlight. Posted.
She tried. Did you see they tried to put Mikey Madison in the new Star Wars movie? She said no.
Whoa. I have so much to talk about with like being adopted into a fandom versus having people be a fan of you. Do you know what I mean? Like Florence Pugh entering the Marvel universe being one of the originals, you know? I don't know. Sometimes when I see Shane laugh really loud at someone else's joke, I make the editor take it out.
I think I sent that to Shane. I was like, is this funny?
Greenlit. I feel like I want to save these. I don't want to be these all posted out.
To me, there's something funny about someone posting like 10 tweets in a row.
Yeah, I agree.
And like, let's see which one catches on.
Okay, next tweet. Which one of you f***ers gave me 3 stars on Cameo?
That one I really debated because...
Someone gave you 3 stars?
It's because I like wouldn't do the Chosen in a Cameo. or something like that. I was
sometimes
like, I can't,
the
like,
asks can be a lot. I once got a cameo ask where it was like, can you make a sketch where Courtney freaking Miller has you tied up and you are like,
oh my
all
God,
this
no, because we were talking with Shelby about that and it's like, oh, and you're tired.
Yeah.
And you're like sleepy. And it's
oh,
like,
oh yeah, this one, there's this one weird fan that kept wanting girls to look dizzy and tired. It's like, and then that kept was, saying, no, like, it's for my daughter's project.
That was, because that was our running joke for that, like, that whole night was God. Like, oh, and like, can you do it, like,
can you look dizzy
when you do it?
Can you look dizzy while you do it? I tried catcalling the other day for the first time, and it actually felt really good. I'm not going to post that one. We have some notes.
That there. One's really funny.
I'm actually fine with gay Halloween as long as they don't do it in front of my kids, you know?
There was like the running bit of like, oh, I hate Halloween. I hate gay Halloween. What do you mean you're Courtney Miller from URL?
Right.
Or something like
yes,
that.
It's
like
a really, I love
it would
that
say,
trend.
It wouldn't even be like gay culture. It would just be like really specific
It's
things.
Like a really niche character. Yeah. Like, I hate gay Halloween. Why are you the trash can from Magic School Bus? Like, I get it. That was really bad. Okay, I won't tweet that one. and then there's an endearing one about voting. Telling people to go vote. That's very nice. And you didn't tweet it. What the fuck?
I don't remember. I don't remember getting sincere.
Please go vote today, unless you're voting for Donald Trump, in which case do not vote.
Oh. Okay.
All caps.
I think that was more I should post that right now. No, I think that was more of like a that's such bad faith advice. It's like, please vote unless you're voting for the person I don't want to win. That's like don't like if you're gonna vote for Donald Trump, don't vote. But like that's such crazy advice to give. I think was my joke, and I think that's why I didn't make it. I think that's why I didn't make it out of the drafts.
I wonder if like you're as funny to people who don't know you. I think you are. I mean, I'm biased. Who am I kidding?
Do you remember that movie Draft Day?
Draft Day, no.
It was What's-His-Face from Waterworld. I think it's like a Kevin Costner movie called Draft Day. But we were going to see, like, my friend was like, oh, like, we're going to see Draft Day. Draft Day. And my friend sincerely, like, for, like, the longest time, she was like, did you guys see that movie, like, Giraffe Day?
Oh.
And she was like, you guys were talking about it the other day, Giraffe Day. And I don't know. That was just something I thought of. When I hear the word draft, I hear giraffes.
Giraffes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a fun tech. Maybe that's what we'll call this segment.
Yeah, Twitter giraffes.
What about the first places where you saw videos? What were the first videos you remember? Excluding porn, of course.
Excluding porn, of course. Naturally, excluding porn. So there was E-Bombs World, but there had to be stuff like before E-Bombs World. E-Bombs World is the first kind of aggregate of like, hey, I can click this video and then I can go over to this video and then I can go over to this video, if that makes sense.
Do you remember a video off E-Bombs World that you specifically like?
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Remember seeing?
Definitely the Smosh Mortal Kombat one.
Cool.
That one was really fun. I know we talked about Rubber Johnny the other day, which is, it's a weird... It terrified me. It really, really terrified me.
Rubber Johnny, I don't actually, like, know if I understand what that is.
So what...
I think we have a link.
Yeah, it's...
Is it scary?
Yeah.
It's scary?
It really, really, because, you know, we didn't know what it was. It was just like, hey, look at this video on the internet.
Oh my gosh, I'd be scared.
I don't know. I haven't watched, like, it's, but yeah, like, imagine going on a website and you're, I don't know, 12 years old. And my friend's like, dude, you got to watch Rubber Johnny.
Okay.
And I was like, what is it?
Okay, I'm going to see this right now. Oh.
We're not really getting anywhere, are we, at the moment? Are you seeing something? Is there something?
What the hell is that?
That's River Johnny.
What do you see there, Johnny?
I hate it. Oh my god, this would kill me.
But I don't think, like, I think they cut out all the parts that kind of showed that it was like a short film or something like that. Like, to us, this was real. Like, this was just, like, footage that existed on the internet.
This is stuff that, like, my older brother would be like, hey, look, this is real footage of an alien. And then I would get literally quaking. What the hell is this? This is so unsettling. Oh, my God. I'm done. I'm tapping out.
It's like, and that's kind of like where I remember it starting, was like this, just like this kind of figure of like this figure. You can't really tell what it is. Like, you can't tell the shape of it, and it is talking. But I mean, the what I found out like 10 plus years later probably is it's a music video. It's a music video for Aphex Twin.
Whoa. And it's just like, I love when a music video is like a long short film. Mm-hmm. A short film that's like surrounding the art piece. That's really cool. That's terrifying.
He was really ahead of his time. And I mean, even a lot of his songs, I didn't realize there's this one TikTok song that's an Aphex Twin song. And I never even realized that, because he's got so many different songs.
Whoa.
Because, like, once you get to the actual music, you're like, oh, this is sick.
Okay.
But we never got to, I never got to the music. I would leave the room.
I had no idea. Do you want to know the first E-Bombs World video I remember? Mm-hmm. Mike, if you can look this up, I think it was called I Got My Balls Out.
I Got My Balls Out.
Yeah, it's a fake commercial about pants that your balls can be out and nothing else. Like, how because women can have cleavage but men can't. And so it's having your balls. You think about that?
No.
You want your ball out?
Yeah, I want my ball out.
I'm sorry, I should not ask you that question.
You want your ball out? No, but I remember, like, there was a lot of, like, animation on there, too, at the time. Like, it was, like, Shifty5. I don't know if you remember that.
Shifty5, love them. They were on YouTube, too.
Yeah. Bang 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 was one.
And they weren't real balls in the commercial, by the way. Yeah. They're fake balls.
These are fake balls.
I Got My Balls Out.
By a special effects team. Do you remember, like, the video? I remember the video of the guy, like, fighting the bear. Do you guys remember that? It was like
maybe
the guy fighting the bear, and then he kicks the bear in the balls and then takes his, like, beef jerky or whatever. And it's a commercial.
Oh,
but
I do remember that.
At the time, it was like, oh, dude, look at this footage of this guy. Like, you could kind of pass anything off. Like, if it was on the internet, it wasn't made by, like, a studio. It was just, like, footage that someone uploaded. And I think that was what was interesting about the internet.
Guys, I haven't seen this since I was 11.
It's going to immediately have a word we can't say anymore.
Oh, no.
Or we shouldn't say anymore.
Hey, babes. You guys live around here or what?
Hello.
Like, this is probably from, like, a full-on show.
Yeah.
Men!
Our eyes are up here. Walk away funny way.
Dude, that's so unfair. They get to walk around with their stuff out, and we're not supposed to look? Who are you telling?
Hey, guys. Are you tired of women showing off their junk while you can't say a thing?
Yeah!
Wouldn't it be great to walk down the street with your junk hanging out?
Yeah!
Well, now you can say goodbye to the old and welcome the new.
Yeah!
Introducing the latest in men's fashion.
Whoa!
Oh my goodness.
This is so...
Like, this is, like, clearly from, like, a TV show. Like, well, I don't know.
Oh my god!
Was it censored when you watched it?
No, it wasn't. So I was 11 years old seeing this shit, and they look way too real.
That would have scared me.
Mike, can
we cut the balls?
We'll have to blur the balls.
That would have given me ball dysmorphia.
Ball dysmorphia?
Yeah.
Yeah, at a young age, seeing that, that would have been really difficult.
Between that and Aaron, Aaron Carter penis.
No, we're not searching that.
You also, when we were talking about this, you also mentioned Newgrounds, which I've never seen.
So I don't know how much has changed. Like, that was my first time seeing that E-Bombs World is still up.
Yeah, that's wild. I didn't know that either.
But for Newgrounds, yeah, that was a lot of games and animation. And they also had, like, that also got into, like, the not safe for work. Like, oh, like, I probably shouldn't be watching this, like, blah, blah, blah.
The internet was so rogue, like, yeah, in that way back then, where it was, like, whoa, you could just find stuff. There was not really good censorship on a lot of those things. Like, I don't think Google had, like, the safe search until way later on.
But I feel like now I feel like safe search is off, like, by default. Like for images, well, now it, like, will blur them and you click them. But, like, I think we thought we had it uncensored. Now I think they have it even more uncensored. I think it's so much more accessible. Yeah, this is more or less what I remember Newgrounds looking like.
Whoa. Oh yeah, it looks a lot like Addicting Games.
But Newgrounds, that's also like where Ego Raptor kind of got all his stuff uploaded, and then Salad Fingers guy. I feel like that's where you would kind of discover like creators.
Okay, we're talking about all these like really random websites with all these random pieces of content. You said you didn't really play on Addicting Games very much?
No, I played on like Shockwave. I think it was called like Shockwave Games.
And I think a lot of Shockwave games would come to
Addicting Games. And then I would play any game I could get my hands on. Like if there was a game, I wanted to play it. and I would say that's kind of how I got to where
Try
I am
and
today.
Stop me. A game hates to see me.
Yeah, truly.
I love that. I mean, Addicting Games was crazy. Like, talking about uncensored, it had so many games. It was like Naughty Babysitter 2 or like Naughty Teacher. It was weird, bro.
I don't think I played like any of those. There was one where, there was one on Newgrounds where you were like this, it was called like Joe's Adventure or something like that. And you went around like trying to get like magazines. Oh, but the story is on it was like the maddest I'd ever seen my dad get at that point, which I thought was really fun. This was this game, and I would play all the games on Shockwave, which would be like kind of like the balloons prototypes. Like there's one where you threw water balloons off this building and would try and hit people with
yes,
the water balloons.
Yes, I remember that one.
And then there was one, and it was a King of the Hill game, and it was King of the Hill paintball. And, you know, they would pop up and you would try and shoot them with your paintball gun. And at one point, why can't I think of it? Hank Hill pops up and he's like, "I'm going to kick your ass." And my dad heard that and got so mad. And I didn't really understand why, because I watched so many movies like as a kid, like concurrently, where it was like, you know, way worse language. Mm-hmm. And so that like innocuous, like, "I'm going to kick your ass." And him getting mad, like, I think there was something about it being, like, on the internet, like, I found this myself. And it was just, like, always, I mean, I don't envy the job of a parent where it's, like,
no.
You, like.
I remember vividly, like, when it's, like, when the parent catches you, what, like, seeing something, like, hearing the word ass, and you're, like, oh, that's what you caught? You have no idea what I've been looking
no,
up,
No, truly.
Buddy.
And it's also, like, it felt, like, a little, because, like, you just showed me, like, Indiana Jones or something like that, where it's, like, you know, they are saying, well, maybe, I don't know if they say ass in the Indiana Jones movies.
I cannot picture Indy saying ass.
He says shit.
Does he say damn it?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think of, yeah. What's the worst swear word Indiana Jones says?
There was just so much stuff on there that's like so bad for different reasons. Like I can only blame my parents for my trauma so much because I really think I reaped
we were seeking
habit
out,
on
yeah.
myself.
We were actively, okay, yo, look, he says damn hell, Jesus Christ.
Lord's name in vain, okay.
He says bitch, or someone says bitch.
And bloody. Oh, like bloody hell.
When would Indiana Jones say bitch?
What was the first thing that you were ever a fan of? Would you say Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park and Indiana Jones and like Magic School Bus.
Magic School like Bus, the, Stan?
So those were, and Grease. Those were like the, so I would have these periods where I would dress up as the character from.
What? You cosplay as Danny Zuko?
So there's so many, there was a period where I dressed up as Indiana Jones for like 6 months, Danny Zuko for like 6 months.
6 months?
That's what like, you know, my parents would need to like confirm the timeline. Then I was Arnold from Arthur for like months.
Well, okay, I need to understand. So when you say dress like them, like when you dress like Indiana Jones, what did you have? What did you put on every day?
The hat.
So you had the hat?
I had a button-up shirt kind of like this, not dissimilar to this. It wasn't, like, exact, but it was, like, kind of the closest my parents could get. And it was like, it would be like this. And instead of a leather jacket, I had a blazer. And then I had like, so I probably just looked, it was kind of just like a slight, like kind of dressy church outfit.
With a hat, with a leather cowboy hat.
Yeah. With the hat.
You searching Nigel Thornberry, Mike?
Maybe like closer to that.
No, so I have pictures. I have
photos of this?
I have pictures of that, and then, you know, and then for Danny Zuko was way easier because it's just black.
Did you style your hair like him? Did you try and comb it?
I think in that era, we were all kind of chasing that greaser.
What year was it?
I don't know. It was probably like 7 or 8.
You were 8 years old dressing like Danny Zuko?
Yeah. But I mean, we were all like we all had like a lot of gel in our
gel
hair.
Was
it's like
huge.
We wanted it like spiked or like slicked back or something like that. And Danny Zuko, and then it was Timmy from Jurassic Park. I had like the striped shirt. And then Arnold from Magic School Bus. I don't know why.
Maybe because you had the glasses?
I didn't have glasses. I just wanted to like, I thought it was funny that he was relatable because he hated being there. Like he was like, he felt like realistic in a way, I guess.
Wow.
I don't know what it was about him that drew me to him.
And so you would dress like them?
I would dress like them, like all the time.
I love that. That's so cute. Yeah. I did not know that about you. I obviously would like, I had the Sleeping Beauty dress that I always put on, things like that. I think I one time wanted to have my own princess ball gown. So I thought if I put on every single dress that I owned, it would
make give
one,
that volume.
But it just made me big.
Yeah.
It just, I was big everywhere.
Do you remember on the internet, the guy who put on like 300 t-shirts?
Yes.
That was like the kind of shit we were doing back then. Not me. I just mean like the internet. Like
no,
it was
the
like,
internet was so
small. It was
small.
Like, holy shit.
Like, it's so funny thinking of like what was enough. What was the content that got you into like, oh, I want to start like making stuff? Like what was inspiring?
It was like a lot of like the certainly in college, it was all the Spike Jonze kind of music videos.
Spike Jonze?
But it's kind of the same thing as like, you know, the OK Go music video. The Spike Jonze would do a lot of kind of the creative, goofy ones where you almost weren't sure. It didn't have to be just a music video. It also worked as like kind of a short film.
Maybe, I love that
maybe not
stuff.
Short film is there, but it's like it I don't know, the visuals and the audio worked so well together. Like I'm sure you had a big Spike Jonze phase.
I didn't. I did.
Yeah, he's nodding. He's nodding over there. He did a lot of skateboard stuff. He did a lot of Jackass stuff. He did. He was like kind of a. I don't know if he fully directed any Jackass, but he certainly was really involved with. He did a lot of stuff with slow motion. Mm-hmm. I was a huge Matrix kid. So anything slow motion, I was like, this is the best thing ever.
I love it. I loved playing with slow motion too. When I discovered slowing things down and speeding things up on Windows Movie Maker, changed my life.
I remember like I didn't understand how to get slow motion, like why our slow motion wouldn't work in the way that movies did.
And do they shoot it that way, right?
Yeah, it's you just shoot it at like a super high frame rate.
Right.
And I didn't know how to like access those settings on like our video cameras or anything like that. Until we got a camera, or my friend got a camera that supported, God, it had to be like 120 frames a second slow motion, and it looked like shit. I mean, like the actual quality, like it made it so crunchy.
I think I remember seeing videos like that too.
But like it was still like that super slow motion. So we're like, this is the coolest shit ever. And we would just film dumb shit. But yeah, it was like a lot of like music videos that we were watching. You're like, I want to try that. I want to do this, like blah, blah, blah. And we would just, in our short films and stuff, we would just copy it one-to-one.
Wow. I think that's a great way to practice and like learn things.
I
like,
think
there's
that
no shame in that.
Yeah. Like I think with music, like if you want to learn, I think you learn a lot if you just like cover a song and try and make it sound as close to that as possible. You're kind of learning things along the way. Or, you know, with like editing, I remember I would try and like match edits. Like we would try and recreate scenes and like match it in the edit. And then you learn a lot from
that,
I think.
Such a good way to learn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we were talking the other day and I've been asking you about like stuff that you were a fan of, you mentioned that like you never were really part of like any like online communities because you've always had like a really good in-person community. Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky to have friends who are as passionate about certain things as I am, so where I could kind of annoy them with that and I felt heard, because I think that is important in to anybody where it's like, you know, if you want to start talking about, you know, whatever old movie or something like that, to have someone or like a group of people that you can, that will be like, oh yeah, that is awesome. That's just as awesome as you say. And I think you have to find, you're never going to find all of that in one person. But I think like just having different friends for like, I have a friend who like, I know if like something like Dark Souls or whatever gets announced, I can go to them and be like, hey, we're going to talk about this for forever. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, a movie franchise or like a certain book. Like, and I think that's, it's kind of something we have at Smosh too, where it feels like there's enough varied people there.
We have a lot of nerds of all types at Smosh. Like, it was so funny. We have somebody who like just recently joined our team and they were like, I thought I was a nerd until I came here. And they realized she's like, I think I'm the coolest person in this building.
Who said that?
I won't tell you.
Okay, fair.
I'm going to protect them. They are cool, to be fair. And I am nerdier than them and they don't even know it. I wish, I for some reason growing up, I suppressed everything that I like uniquely thought was cool because I thought there was just so much that I thought I was supposed to be doing. Like as a child, I thought I was supposed to picture my wedding and I could never do it. You know, because you always heard about like
kids.
Look at you now. Bitch, I barely even had one now. But like thinking that I wasn't allowed to like the weird things that I liked.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And I think it was maybe because I just couldn't find that community of people in person. And so that's why I got really into those like online sites like Tumblr or like for other people like Reddit, where they get to find those people because it can be harder to find them in person. Which do you think is more valuable? I mean, like,
I think both are so valuable because I mean, there are like super, super niche ones that it's like, you know, I can annoy my friends with, but I won't kind of get the exact response. Like, they won't share my passion in like looking for something. Like what we talked about was the Scooby-Doo, how I was on this forum.
Oh my
for,
God,
like,
yes.
It had 10 or 15 years. And someone was like, because I always loved the music in the old Scooby-Doo cartoons, like the 70s or even 60s cartoons.
And I was obsessed with the sound effects.
Yeah. And like, and so it's like those like together were, I was like incredible, but there was no like kind of actual release of the music. Like some of it was recreated for like a later movie, but it didn't have that like,
it's like the na, 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 na.
Yeah, exactly, like all that kind of stuff. Like there was no recording of it, and this guy was like, I have the original recordings of like the studio, like where they played all of it, like the studio recordings, not like but for like 15 years everyone was like, oh, like my friend has this too, and I'm like trying to get it from him. And it was like this wild goose chase of like, oh, like, you know, like I have the CD, but I can't figure out how to upload. Like all these, it was like more complicated.
That's how it was. Yeah.
And it dragged on for like 15 years until like finally someone was like, I have it, it's here. And I finally like got it. And that was just like something I was invested in for. And I was like, no one in my real life is going to care about this. But like when I finally got it, I'm like, this is for me. Like,
yes,
this is,
there's that TikTok comment that people, it's always at the top one where it's like, I have no one to talk to about this.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the nerdiest, most niche thing I think I've ever heard. And there was like those sound effects in the Scooby-Doo cartoons always stuck with me. I think my grandma maybe did some animation or character design for some of the Scooby-Doo cartoons or movies. But can we play some of these? See if it's, I want to see if this will scratch my brain. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure like I,
oh,
this, when there's a, that bite sound effect.
And there's a sandwich or there's like a, oh my God, this is amazing.
Boom Crash, my favorite Charlie XCX song.
These are all on TikTok. A lot of these are on TikTok.
No, that's like they've like there's a. Have you ever seen those videos where there'll be like actual like recordings of like fights at like human fights, and they'll dub them over with like Hanna-Barbera sound effects and be like. but the bite, that bite sound effect, I used to use in a lot of edits, and it's in that one Hatsune Miku Animaniguchi song. They throw in that like that Hanna-Barbera bite sound, and it's I'm always like, fuck yeah, I love that shit so much.
I wish there was like, it's like there's one that's like
they're all on YouTube. Is like you look up like cartoon splat sound effect and it will always give you the Hanna-Barbera ones.
Hanna-Barbera seems like he was the it girl of sound effects.
I would like to know like who actually made them.
What's Yogi's bonk walk? Boink walk?
You know, when Yogi Bear does his boink walk.
Slay.
Yeah, you can sample that.
Tyler's creator's already shaking his boots.
Whiz clonk. Yeah, like, I wonder if you could...
What's whiz clonk? Sounds like a Sims word.
My favorite was always it's like the yeah. I don't even know like the context you'd really use, but yeah, Scooby-Doo was like fully using all of these, and something I saw, there's a clip. I don't really watch. I've not watched much One Piece, but like later in like on like episode 1000 plus of One Piece, they start like using these Hanna-Barbera sound effects. Like when he's like doing his like crazy shit, they'll throw on these Hanna-Barbera sound effects. I'm like, that's the best shit ever.
Can we do more of them in our videos?
There will be times I will ask for, and I certainly used to use them a lot. Mm-hmm. I used to have them fully just like on a hard drive somewhere.
That's awesome. But
yeah, those are all like readily available.
Cause are they 100 years old?
I don't know how
I think that they're 100 years old.
they literally could be.
You never know.
Like I know like. Foley was another big thing. That was something I kind of thought I wanted to do for a while, was like either making
Foley and sound effects?
Yeah, like either making the sound effects or doing like sound design, because that was always something I was really...
The behind the scenes footage of them making all the sounds for like Halo.
Yeah.
Like the sounds of like the Arbiter's footsteps was like pineapples on the ground. Like saw that,
yeah.
Like that's why I miss DVDs, because you would get the making of behind the scenes shit and you'd see that stuff. Like, where is that stuff? We need more streaming platforms that just has all the commentary versions or all the bonus features of DVDs, because that was some good stuff.
That's why I buy a lot of physical media.
Oh,
if you will.
Physical media.
Physical media. I'm all in on my 4K Blu-ray collection. If you ever need to borrow 4K Blu-ray. Cool.
Did you hear my joke? I said, I'll show you physical media.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, wait, I want to talk about you creating videos and creating pieces of content like this. Because you've not only created with Smosh, of course, but you had some student films. And what was that like, buddy?
Those are fun. I don't know if have we told the, because that was kind of the first time I saw you. We did a 48 or 24 hour film fest.
Yeah, it's the 48 hour film festival. I guess I had just started working at Smosh and we were both at the screening.
Yeah, and I went over and I was like, oh my God, Courtney Miller from TikTok.
TikTok.
So I knew you from Vine. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, there is the Mbai one that I would quote a lot.
One's inspired by a Cody Covine.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God. People have posted it.
9 years ago.
Awesome. Mbai. 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 Mbai.
That's a good one.
That's so funny. I forgot that you remembered me from Vine. And then I remember when I first finally saw... Oh, I thought we were playing the Halo theme for a second. Nope, just a motorcycle outside.
Bye. Oh. I don't know which of these are. And these are all bad.
It's
this
bad
one's good.
For you, good for us. You made this?
Yeah, I made this like at Mythical. It's a Dark Souls joke. There's this. There's a point in Dark Souls where you fight this, you come across this grave and you pick up something from the grave, and the man whose grave you've essentially robbed is defended by this dog, his old master, and the dog has his old master's sword in his mouth, and so you have to fight his old. His like master. It's a really beautiful fight, and that's why I thought, like, I saw this video, I was like, oh, it'd be funny if you put the Dark Souls music and stuff over it.
God, you're such a dork.
I know. Yeah. No, it's a beautiful. Yeah. No, the music of Dark Souls. Yeah. Anyways,
I want to see one of the ones that you acted in. Honestly, didn't you do some dramatic roles?
Which would be
Isn't there one where like you're like sat on a bed or something?
This was a sequel to
UMTV. This is Scotty, keeping it real right here.
This was a you had to see another video. We did this goofy.
Who is that?
Yeah, I actually shaved my head because I was living alone and I was really sad, and it was.
Why were you sad?
Because I was having trouble making friends.
Spencer,
I know. Yeah,
Spencer Agnew having trouble making friends.
I was having a lot of trouble making friends. It was during a summer session of college. Did you I took a semester off, and then I had to go back during the summer to kind of make it up. And it was in Gainesville. It was like 100 degrees every day. And I was living alone in this apartment. And the only way to keep the apartment cool was to basically like black out all the windows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just be in that like apartment all day.
Oh.
And I would go to my classes. And then I would, and I like, I didn't really know how to make friends. And if like people weren't really there to make friends during the summer, like they had their like blah, blah, blah. And I hate to say, but it was also like before like dating apps or anything. So right. I didn't know how to like meet
and
girls
like social media wasn't
or,
super
or
big.
Anything.
Oh.
So I would just come home and I would play Battlefield Bad Company 2. And then eventually Red Dead Redemption. So that healed me. But for a while it was just like this. And at one point I was like, I have to shave my head.
Because it was too hot and you're sad? Or
yeah, yeah.
You pulled a Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, so I cut it all off.
Cut it all off. So I shaved it all off.
That's like one of my favorite scenes.
God.
I fucking love. Who were we talking to Napoleon Dynamite about the other day? Because they were like, "Yeah, I didn't care for it." Because like, I think like anyone like under 26 or 27, they're like,
right
it's
now?
Fine. Mm. And for us, it was like, "Oh, this was the funniest." This like was like a paradigm shift in comedy.
Like Napoleon Dynamite walked so Borat could sprint.
Yeah, but like the part where he has like the action figure and he like ties the string on it and he throws it out the back of the bus and it's just like pulling it behind the bus. I'm like, what the fuck?
Movies used to have a pacing that was you could really like sit in it and like just like yes, this
and then
is
he just
life.
Did the, and then he just did the Minecraft movie.
Oh yeah, that same director
mm-hmm.
as Napoleon Dynamite, and my favorite movie, tatted on my skin, Gentleman Broncos.
Did
the Minecraft?
I should get a Napoleon Dynamite, or no, sorry, my favorite,
Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre, yeah,
yeah.
That was I did a. It wasn't like quite a double date, but it was kind of a double date to Nacho Libre. But so it was me, the girl. And my guy friend, and then
girl
he took, and they were not having it. They did not like Nacho Libre at all.
What?
And we were fucking. I remember like us just fucking dying that whole movie. And like I don't think we ever saw them again. But
oh, you never saw those friends again?
No. I mean, but like me and the guy, like it was just like it was such a moment where it was like we were vibing with it, and they were not. Which like I get. It's a stupid ass movie.
It's a very stupid movie. Like, yeah, it's a very stupid movie, but sometimes you just gotta let it happen.
It was tickling us so much. Like, there are just times where it's like you can almost feel yourself being annoying for like how mm-hmm. much you're laughing. And it, like, I would say, like, many such cases.
I feel like that movie, I think some people might view it as problematic now for like mm-hmm. stereotypes and stuff. I did go back and watch it again in the pandemic because I'm so obsessed with Gentlemen Broncos. I was like, I want to re-see all the video movies that this director made. And like setting the culture stuff aside, it was like, it brought so much joy. Like, I think I really needed that in 2020.
I think there's like a sincerity to it that works.
Is a very genuine, endearing character. And I think just at the end of the day, Jack Black dancing around just makes people
like there's
happy.
There's a like a real sincerity to it that and it's the same with Napoleon Dynamite, where it's hard to do. You can't really imitate that.
Napoleon Dynamite is the definition of like comedy when it's like no one in that room is trying to be funny. Yeah. They are so grounded in their characters that, like, and that there's this tension.
Yeah, I think tension is a good word where it's like an emptiness or, like, yeah, it's like the comedy is in the kind of like lack of music or like the space that it's taking place in.
I think movies like that are so important, like Napoleon Dynamite, like, and it was such that time. That was such a middle state, early 2000s movie. Okay, but speaking of movies, I want to see something that you've been in. I do want to, like, peep at something that, what is this?
Oh, so this is a kind of a Scooby-Doo. So I'm kind of in this. This is my old apartment.
Is this natural lighting, or did you guys
No, so
this?
This is basically our Brennan. Oh, wait, here I am.
Hi, good morning. Do you have a moment to talk about your immortal soul with me?
That's
with me?
With me? Really not interested. I've never gotten good at enunciating.
What? Same.
Whatever you don't like about modern Americans, we're all of those things.
You're a lazy, directionless a-hole, Bobby.
Oh, slapping those dogs on the ground.
What did you just say to me?
The end is nigh. Repent for your sins. And say goodbye to your loved ones. See ya!
Oh! Wow.
This was like another like 3-day film fest or 2-day film fest one. That was kind of the only way we could get people together enough to do things like that. Like the longer you like dragged a project out, the more it was like, I got other shit going on.
That's like what Ian and Anthony would talk about, where it was like they would get together to make a video and they just kind of end up hanging out all day. And then they
sometimes
a sketch would
come
from it.
It's like if you didn't have a deadline, then you were f***ed.
Yeah.
And that's why like we made a movie. It was like 45 minutes long, and it took us like a full year, our senior year of high school, because it was truly just like, you know, how many of us can we get in the same room at the same time to do this? And you know, there were parts where it's like someone wouldn't be available for like a day, but everyone else would be. So it's like, fuck it, you're written out of the scene, and we're gonna be like, oh, like, and like they'd be like, where's blah blah blah? It's like, oh, they like, you know, they're over there, like, you know, because we weren't thinking of like how we could shoot like around them. It was just like, no, you're written out of like the rest of the movie or something like that. Like, and it would be like decisions like that.
That is so funny. Do you feel like do you feel like that camaraderie and like coming together to make something? Do you feel that nowadays?
Somewhat. It's a lot more kind of like on rails, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, you're never going to have that moment of just kind of going into a room with like a camera and be like, oh, like let's kind of try and like shoot it over here, like
the spontaneity of it.
There's that's why I think we do kind of try and pick games that allow for spontaneity. But they're truly just like, once you get to a certain amount of like people, or like, you know, you get to a certain size and it's like, well, there are people are depending on you. Like you can't fly by the seat of your pants as much anymore.
No, not when you have like, we have like the Avengers of a production team to like, that keeps us on such a well-oiled machine. I have a question for you. If you 6 years ago saw a thirst trap edit of you from today, what would you 6 years ago say?
I think I'd be confused. I don't think I would even know what a thirst trap that it was.
But like if you just saw it.
I think the idea, and this, you like, because we talked about it a little on I Spent a Day With, but it's like truly never ever seeing myself as being like an on camera. Like I would be even doing that like little scene in that little short film, I was like, I don't like this.
Perceiving yourself like that?
I'm not good at it. Like I never felt like natural on camera.
That's crazy for you to say.
I mean, just like, I guess like as, and now I do feel more at ease, but it's kind of come from more of like a lack of caring.
Yeah. I guess you get used to it after a certain point.
You stop like perceiving it.
Yeah. But it's so funny. Like you are truly, Spencer, you are like the thirst trap king on TikTok. Like there are so many thirst trap edits of you. By the way, cause we're going to go into Twitter and TikTok stuff in a bit, in a second here. Do you know that I send you TikToks on TikTok all the time?
No.
So you only watch ones I text you?
Yes.
Okay, so we have TikToks to show you today.
Let me open up my TikTok.
I send so many to you, Spencer, including thirst trap edits of you, because I'm too embarrassed to save them or like them.
I do have 42 unread.
Yeah, from bitch. You. Yeah, you have 42 unread, bitch. I'm so mad. Wait, you made me so mad just now.
Do I have 99 from Damien?
Uh-oh. Dude, that's how people make friendships and maintain friendships, is sending TikToks to each other.
I truly have not.
I feel like you're really not on TikTok that much.
I have 83 from Kiana.
That's rude.
But it'll also, so like, so when people will text them to me, it'll also send via TikTok.
Huh? Like, well, you just tap it, it takes you to TikTok.
No, it'll also show up in TikTok as like, this reel was sent to you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird.
I didn't know that. I'm going to find a thirst trap edit. So, Spencer, there are a lot of thirst trap edits of you on TikTok, and I'm going to make you watch them all.
Okay.
And I want to get your take.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And I want to make you feel weird.
Okay. So. Okay, let's go. Us. Oh, that's a good one. Oh my God.
There's some things about Spencer where he could say the F slur, and I would let him have it.
It just cuts to me fully saying it. Like, whoa, whoa.
This one's crazy.
Oh, widescreen. That Matrix look was fun. I don't even remember.
Who are you?
I don't remember, like, what they said. They were like, yeah, what, like, can you sit in the back? And I was like, yeah, can I be like Neo from the Matrix? And they're like, yeah, sure.
So do you just like talking over videos like for fun?
Yeah. It's kind of my job. I love, dude. Have you ever been to the movies with me?
I don't know if I could do that. I like to focus. I like an occasional little whisper joke.
Oh, Daryl, bro. You get fucking commentary.
I can't have that.
You get director commentary, but like I didn't even make the movie.
Oh my God. If I was like showing you a movie and you did that, the disrespect, I'd melt butter and pour it on you or something. I'd be so mad.
That's the weirdest.
I just thought of that just now. Did I try that?
Bro, I would pour butter all over you. You made me so mad that I melted butter and poured it all over you.
Okay. All right, next one.
Spencer's thirst trap edits on TikTok. No, I don't save them, but I send them to him.
Oh shit, you sitting in chairs. Let's go.
No, the fact that it's truly like
gamer chair.
Most of my, like 99% of my appearances on Smosh now are literally just like, yeah, and also like, let me do one on the computer. Arasha pulled me aside. She was like, hey, can I do like a computer video soon? I was like, yeah.
Can it be on the computer with me?
Yeah.
I love it. Next one.
You can have like all the allies you want, but like nobody's gonna, such a corny piece of advice, but like nobody's gonna fight for you harder than you fight for yourself. And that was a scary realization.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
This one's like a rom-com version.
This is like a through the ages version.
That one was like a, that wasn't even a thirst trap. That was like a love edit. Yeah, I don't even know. Love
trap.
That
was like, I love you most ardently.
We all held hands. You're kind of attractive right now, and it's like, it's too much.
Whoa.
Whoa, whatever you put your hand, oh, that clip, dude.
I love this one.
Whenever your hand's near your pants, they gotta... Spencer, that footage of you making out with a mannequin head, I wish I never experienced and never had to experience ever again.
That was a crazy, yeah.
You fully volunteered to do that.
Did I?
I feel like from what I remember, maybe I thought it was like the
challenge.
It was a challenge and nobody wanted to do it. And you were like, I'll do it.
Cause like I have like a phobia of watching myself kiss or like, you know, like, I would never want it. Like, this is going to be so, but like, you know, some people are like into like, you know, they'd be like, oh, like, you know, without getting too graphic, but you know, like some people like want to watch themselves like do stuff. For me, I'm like, I would rather die.
Yeah.
And so like, even seeing myself kiss, I'm like, oh, that doesn't look that bad.
Yeah. I mean, the first time, because like there is like the infamous scene where Shane and I made out for a sketch.
I've never seen that. I was going to say, I don't think, yeah.
And it's a lot. It's a lot.
What was the context?
I also had to like furiously make out with Ian in a sketch like within my first year. But yeah, it is weird when you see video of yourself kissing someone.
No, I truly would be like, no. Because I don't think I've seen a video of me like kissing a person. I've not had to do there's a video we did. I think it was the 3-day film fest where it was me and the woman I was playing the scene opposite with. And we got because I'd never done any, like, scenes. You know in movies when, like, the guy and the girl, they're, like, they'll be, like, really close to each other, like, saying their lines. Like, we were doing that. I'm like, this is literally so uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, below when you're trying to, like, pretend that there's, like, tension or something like that. It's, like, there is nothing, like, less erotic or, like, less, like, it's just fucking funny.
Like, the idea of it, because I've been in some student films where these guys would write scripts where, like, at the end there's a kiss. And I would always chicken out when it was time because at first I was like, yeah, I can do that. I don't care. Like, but then I would get nervous about it and, like, pull out and be like, no, it'll be, like, an almost kiss moment and then I leave.
No, I mean, that's, like, we were always really afraid of, like, writing anything where like a woman would have to like kiss someone or something like that, or like any of us would have to. But then you see like other people would be like, oh yeah, and I wrote the scene, so like we had to kiss, like blah blah. I'm like, I would like that's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
But so probably so common. Okay, we're done with TikTok, even though there's so many other thirst traps I could show you, but you get the idea. How did that make you feel, like seeing
I think they're funny. I like, to me it's like it's flattering, it's funny, it's silly.
I love fan edits. Mm-hmm. I think like there's been some of other IPs and like other like movies or YouTube channels where I'm like, I hope this person doesn't stop what they're doing because they're really talented. It's not some cap cut formula that they plugged in, you know?
The only ones I'll watch will be the on Twitter. Sometimes I'll see the Always Sunny fan edits.
Oh my
God.
I'd
be like, oh, like here's Charlie and Dennis, or like here's like Mac and Dennis. And it's like them finding themselves and like them finding each other in every universe. I'm like,
I love those. Okay, we have a new segment that I've not tried with anybody yet called Ask Courtney GPT. We asked our lovely subscribers if they had an embarrassing chronically online story and to submit them. Now I'm going to read them to Spencer and we're going to react to them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This person's Rach R. Bones. Ray Charles said, not technically chronically online, but I was looking at a Polaroid my partner took of me and I took my fingers and tried to zoom in on my face. Don't you hate it when you try to zoom in on a Polaroid?
I feel like this is almost like a boomer thing to do, where it's like, oh, like, you know, like, have you ever had your parents try and like zoom in on a laptop screen?
Yes.
It's like, stop, you're getting your fucking greasy fingers.
Yeah, because I remember my mom getting so mad if I like touched a picture, like a film photo. Someone commented on this one saying, my grandma has done that so many times with physical media. So there you go.
Look, maybe we're not far off.
We're not far off. Yeah. To be able to have like a physical media you can zoom in on. Yeah. That's freaky. Baridi says, once I was playing Minecraft for a super long time and I walked out the front door without getting my dog because I expected her to teleport to me. I got like 10 feet out the door before I realized she wasn't there. Oof.
Have you ever heard of like the Tetris effect?
No.
It's just like kind of tangentially related, but like, you know, when you play a game so much that you, when you close your eyes, you see it or you hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to me a lot with old Pokemon games. Call of Duty.
You'd hear the...
I would hear like the walking around music for like certain routes. Like, and it wouldn't even be like, oh, it's stuck in my head. It's like I could physically hear it. And
Whoa.
There were times when Call of Duty... I think it was like Modern Warfare 2, where like one of like the kill streaks, that like it's like a plane that circles around. I would hear that sound like when everything was silent.
That's
like
freaky,
it's like
dude.
Scary, like, but it's like when you play like, and apparently it's called the Tetris effect, because when people play Tetris so much, when you close your eyes, you'll hear the music and you'll see blocks like falling.
Whoa.
Like you're kind of like you can't really unplug.
There was a period of time where I was playing a lot of Halo, and there was a night like when I was in the thick of it that as I was falling asleep, I suddenly had the feeling of when a plasma grenade sticks on you, and I was like,
yeah,
and I was like, like the moment of shock of like, oh god. And that was when I knew I was in too deep. And then, like, lately I've been playing so much Blueprints that, like, my whole... Do you know Blueprints? The puzzle game? Just trying to... Just, like, I'm in the game in my dreams fully.
Yeah, or, like, something like Skyrim. Like, I feel like it can happen with something like that. Where
yes.
you put...
I've been having a lot of Skyrim.
Like, dozens of hours into it, and it's just... It kind of consumes your...
Yeah.
Your
me,
waking
I'm
life.
Like, I'm walking to the bathroom, and I just hear...
You got to play the Oblivion remake.
I think I have it downloaded.
Okay, good.
Okay, so someone doing stuff said, heard Minecraft cave noises while trying to sleep. Ashamed to say, I got really scared and in my sleep deprived state, went to my computer and tried to turn my Minecraft world to peaceful. I only realized when I wanted to play my world in the morning what I had done. Interesting.
But I mean, I think that's like a good example of like the Tetris effect of like where it's like when you play something so much, you hear it outside of.
That's so wild. I mean, some games are just so immersive that it really feels like that world is.
I remember playing Minecraft when it came out, and like this was like 2011. I brought up my receipt in that one episode because I had the receipt from like
when you bought it
15 years ago or something like that. And yeah, it was like going into the caves was like terrifying.
Oof, yeah, those noises too. God. Okay, we have one. Supreme Gamer.
Me.
Said,
I said this one.
This is yours. I unironically use the word PogChamp.
Okay.
I am in my 20s. English is not my native language, however. It just slips out sometimes because of how much I watch English Twitch channels. PogChamp.
I say worse.
Like what? Just as a slur. Sorry. I've said worse.
I'm trying to think of, like, you know... I think we all, like, and anytime, like, a new word emerges, I feel like we're all saying it at Smosh within, like, a day or two.
I've been saying a lot of epic.
Yeah, I mean, like, epic.
Epic slay.
Epic slay. Double kill.
Double kill. Slayer. Robber.
That, dude, we should get the Halo announcer to do our werewords Robber. Things.
Oh, that'd be Robber. So good. How many Gex was that? These people, I feel like, are perfect for you. Gex. You love 100 Gex or something?
Yeah, what was? Were you asking me that?
No, that was the name of... Sorry, that was the username.
I was like, how many Gex is that? I was like, I don't know.
How many Gex was that just now?
I feel like 100 Gex has used the Hanna-Barbera sound effects in their music.
Incredible. Yeah. People who are chronically online are so used to algorithms choosing what they like that whenever someone makes something with a quality they dislike, they make a comment as if they were personally offended that the creator didn't make their video catered directly to them. I feel like so many chronically online people don't know how to cater their own online experience because they haven't had to. Since algorithms do such a good job of picking up on what you like, no one has really had to search for anything they like for a while. So they expect everything handed to them to cater exactly to them, like everything else on their algorithm. That's really interesting, actually.
I will say, like, I don't really have to search for stuff on YouTube anymore. I open it up, but I'm like... I'll watch one of these videos. It's really good at it.
I will do anything before I search for something. I go to the recommended and the subscriptions tab, and I'm just like scrolling because I didn't want to search. But that's such an interesting thing about like TikTok and how people do just get upset about a video and will comment on it and will just be like, it's like, how about don't watch it?
Yeah.
Do you use the not interested button on TikTok or on your stuff at all?
On Instagram Reels, I'm a Reels guy.
Whoa.
But I've curated my... my Instagram Reels page to be pretty like what I like, and I will actively use the not interested button if it's something I don't want to see more of.
I've avoided Reels like the plague, but hearing that, maybe I can.
I'm like, you probably have some unread Reels for me, but maybe not. I feel like you probably would watch them if I sent them.
I watch what you send me because I'm a good friend.
I'm a true Jimmy.
Okay, Rat Wizard 101.
Good one.
Good one. I once sent a DM to one of my favorite musicians doing an impression of him while looking for M&Ms I had dropped on the ground. I think I ate one, Because I was a silly teenager and didn't think he'd see the message, let alone reply. He replied, that's actually a good, pretty good me. I then said, thanks for not judging me for picking up M&Ms off the floor. And he said something along the lines of, I didn't say I wasn't judging you. LMAO, it haunts me because why did I even do that, LMAO? But also a very funny response on his part. It is always a jump scare when a celebrity responds in the DMs. Like,
who's
I don't know.
Who's the craziest one you messaged and had a...
Actually, I don't think any.
Actually, you never actually ever done that.
I've actually, I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe like Chris Pratt, like, because after the prank where I had to slow dance with him, he followed me and Olivia and nobody else and didn't follow Smosh. And then he replied to one of my stories being like, you guys are so funny.
That's sweet.
And then like for the next 2 weeks, I was posting on my stories as if it was like just for him. Anyway.
No, I get it. Like, dude, if I'm trying to think of, like, the Chris Pratt equivalent, who's someone who's like... Who's like female Chris Pratt?
Florence Pugh for me.
No, like good.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean good?
Like they're beloved now.
What do you mean? Florence Pugh's beloved now.
No, Chris Pratt though, like, isn't, like, I'm saying, like, what, like, because Chris Pratt, like, you know, he was like Rose and Rose and Rose, and then like I feel like public opinion turned against him.
Yeah, and he's just kind of like, it's like a weird space he's in now. Yeah. You're thinking there's, if there's a female version of that,
where it's like back then it would have been like, holy shit, like blah blah blah, like you, like,
oh,
blah, blah,
oh,
was responding to my stories.
Oh, a woman, like a woman celebrity of that nature. Who was I really into back then? I don't know.
Like, it wouldn't be as cool to be into them now. That's a weird question.
No. I think that's a valid question. I think that there's like a bunch where like
Gina Carano.
I don't know who that is. I'm really bad with.
She was the lady who she was in Star Wars, and then she got fired.
Gina Carano.
Because she sucks.
I do remember that. She's still bad. Not at the same like level. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Chris Pratt's such. What?
Jennifer Lawrence did kind of have like the this is something I think I talked to Amanda about it.
Or, Jennifer Lawrence, yeah.
Or maybe it was Olivia, but it's like, you know, people get fed up with, you know, it happens to women a lot. I wonder why, but it's like, you know, they get fed up with the shtick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it happened to Jennifer Lawrence. It happened to like Lizzo, I feel like.
God forbid a woman have a bit, you know?
Yeah,
what I'm
where
saying?
It's like, oh, she's quirky. But
well,
it's like,
Lizzo, that one was wild because that was like, people were trying to like sue, apparently. Mm-hmm. And then she's just come out and like that's kind of, I guess, over.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is so interesting how that happened. I feel like Chapel Roan, people are trying to like push her down.
Where it's like if they have too much personality or like flavor.
Yeah. They want them to like fall back down as quickly as they came up, I feel like. Okay, here's another one. Lavin is Forever said, I'm a second grade teacher. I taught virtually in 2020 and 2021. And when the kids came back in person, it was a very interesting adjustment. I told the kids to share their writing from the day with their table. And one of my kids responds with, in the breakout room? I had to explain to him that because we were all in the same room, he could just turn and talk to the person next to him. Oh, goodness.
I can't, dude, imagine teaching second grade online.
Oh, and that's just, those are the building blocks years. Like, you're the, I feel like, because, you know, our grades in first and second grade didn't impact the college we went in. Mm-hmm. It was literally like us learning society.
Mm-hmm.
Like, homework exists, due dates exist, structure and schedules exist. So that's got to be so tough to be a kid and learning what a breakout room is. And you're like, this is my reality. Mm-hmm. Ayana the Witch. My eyes are not great. I'm sorry, guys. They said, there's this one channel that I've been watching for 7 years.
Better be Smosh Games.
They have a lot of long podcasts and live streams, and I got used to hearing the host's voices in the background while I do something else. Recently, I've connected with them as a storyboard artist and provided help with their new project. I was on a video call with one of the hosts, and at some point, I just stopped responding because I genuinely started to believe I'm just watching another live stream of theirs, LMAO. I also had to fight my urge to rewind the video call and listen to some parts for the second time. That's trippy.
That's crazy. That's really funny.
It's so interesting how our brains can just get into that routine. That's so funny. Is that somebody that happened to us? Is that one of our...
That doesn't feel like that far-fetched, especially like when you edit for, you know, because I edited all of y'all for so long.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting when you develop like relationships with people that you kind of only had watched or seen from afar, and that mm-hmm. and that's kind of what I, you know, quickly tried to break down with, like you know, it helps to break that down and see them as real, see y'all as real people, as weird as that seems.
No, like, it's very interesting. Like, I have so many things I want to ask you about, like, the editing era and, like, what it's like to watch people and edit them and notice their patterns because mm-hmm. you're watching so much of them. But we are out of time.
Yeah.
And, but you should, I would love for you to come back, please. Mm-hmm. We have so much more to talk about. This was so fun talking to you. And yeah, like, it's been such a cool 10 years with you, dude.
I know.
It's been great. I feel like we didn't get really close until the last five. Mm-hmm. But you're so great, and I love talking to you, and thank you so much for coming on.
Well, I'm glad I feel like we could have talked all day.
Truly. And I would ask them, but I already know the answer. We've got somebody else coming in for our next episode. Hee hee. If your life would be summed up in a, like, Twitter bio or in a tweet, what would it be?
Probably something goofy, like, I want to go home.
I want to go home. Yeah.
And then a YouTube link to just the full, like, 8 hours of Hanna-Barbera sound.
I love that. Yeah. I love that 10-hour version. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us in the chat today. Let us know in the comments if there's anybody else you'd like us to have on. How soon would you like Spencer to come back? Let us know.
There's a timeline.
Just tomorrow. Yeah. That's fine. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. Love you so much. And hope you leave the internet feeling better today than when you opened it. Bye.